One of them was the homecoming parade, and I can sincerely say it was a success in the sense that the comments that we got from some of the Waco people, they actually felt that they could relate with the Baylor homecoming parade because of our float that we had. What we had a, it wasn't the traditional made out of float paper and all this bit. We had a platform. We had our queen, Becky Martinez, was our queen. By the way, this was the first Mexican-American queen candidate, I believe. I'm pretty sure that she was the first Mexican-American queen candidate that Baylor had ever had. Because in the past, not many Mexican-Americans. Because, as you know, most of the clubs are the ones that supply the queen candidates mm-hmm. or classes. But she was the first Mexican-American. And she was right on the float. And we had a gigantic hat. It was a red velvet with gold trimmings. A sombrero. Very big. In fact, it was about 6 feet. And we had six mariachis up on stage. And these were, of course, some of our members. And they were dressed up in their mariachi outfits, and they had some sombreros on. And we had some live music on the stage. And the reason that the Mexican-American community could relate was because of this. They had some Mexican music, and they had the sombrero and everything, and they could just, I'm sure they could recall maybe some of their old days. Maybe, I'm sure there's some people here from Mexico and things like that. But they could actually relate with the Baylor Homecoming Parade because of this, because there were some Mexicanos in it.